Well, when I first started singing Travel Around, it's kind of hard to believe now. It's been a while, but I was driving around Western North Carolina, and I passed this little fruit and vegetable stand. And out in front was a big sign that said, Jesus and tomatoes coming soon. And I said to myself, that has got to be a song somehow. I don't know, you know. Well, I had to wait like a couple of years because I didn't know how I was going to write it. I didn't know what it was going to be around. I just knew that that had to go in a song. So I was sitting around watching NBC Nightly News one night, and they did this little special about a coffee shop down the road from me. This coffee shop is called Bongo Java. And they also serve like cinnamon buns and stuff like that, you know. So it's mostly run by college kids. It's right across the street from a college campus. And they got up one day about 5 o'clock and roasted the coffee and then pulled out a batch of cinnamon buns and thought that one of those cinnamon buns looked like Mother Teresa. So you know, they thought, well, this is special. We can't serve this, you know. So they did. I'm sure I would have thought to do what they did next. Immediately, they thought, we'll shellac it. You know, to preserve it. And, of course, you know, if it was really special, I don't think you'd have to shellac it, right? It would always be there, right? So they shellac it, and they make this little shrine by the cash register. And, of course, things progressed quite rapidly from there. They thought, well, we really should kind of document this. So they took their video camera and they made a little documentary of the nun bun discovery. And this became a really hot topic on the black market in Nashville, Tennessee. If you ever meet anybody that has the nun bun documentary on video, you know, it's probably on DVD now. Somebody, I'm sure, is. I know. So then they thought they'd make some T-shirts. So they had two kinds initially. One said the nun bun, which was nice, but my favorite said the Immaculate Confection. I thought that was really good. And so then they said, well, we're really going to have a website so people around the world can view this if they so desire. So they had their little website set up, and this is actually when they got into trouble, because what happened is NBC Nightly News discovered it, and that's when I heard about it. Of course, I had to run right down there and see it to be sure. And but also, supposedly, Mother Teresa's lawyers heard about it. And they sent them a letter saying, you're defaming Mother Teresa, blah, 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 blah. Now, I really wasn't ever sure about the lawyer thing. But I went in a couple of years later, and on the wall they had it framed, you know, a letter on the wall, and they had the nice T-shirts displayed around it still, $15, you know. But the main thing for me is I'm thinking, now I know how I can write this song about the sign that I saw on the road way back when, you know. Now, the reason I had to tell y'all that big, long story was because my mother never knows if I made something up or, you know, if I'm telling the truth. She doesn't know if she's supposed to laugh or not to laugh. So the first time she heard that story, she came up to me after the show and she goes, now, does that have a point to it? Is that, you know, were you trying to make a statement or whatever? So she told me that I should tell the story every time. So y'all got the long version of the story tonight for Georgia Public Radio.
Seeds. Tennessee Bradley's the best homegrown you'll find. How it happened, I don't know. Must have been the miracle grow. Oh, I could not believe my eyes. In my tomorrow, see him on the vine. This just might be a sign. Help me, I'm confused. So many brands to choose. Jesus saying tomatoes are coming soon. Folks came from miles around. They laid their money down to see that ripe phenomenon. Even made the evening news and had a website to this vegetable from heaven. Or is it a fruit?
Fruit.
What rose up from the dirt now sells on t-shirts. Smile, God loves you. I see him on the vine. This just might be a sign. Help me, I'm confused. So many brands to choose. Jesus saying tomatoes are coming soon. Prophets kept rolling in. I prayed they'd never end and filed for tax exemption. Heard a knocking at my door. Was a lawyer for the Lord saying, don't do this no more. I said, come and dine with me. We'll have